booty so groovy. I'm not a regular kid, I'm a nigga like Stewie. Butterfly doors with Kenny Garzana pack. We up in the 2-seat. Fresh up for final, passing my classes. I'm about to go fly to Geneva. That girl is Giza. How could you even believe her? You need to leave her.
Yo. Welcome to episode 7 of my podcast, Chilling with Ivy. I am Iverson Morris. And today I'm going to do a story time. Now, I've been sitting here and I've been thinking, I'm like, yo, do I want to do this shit? Because if my mother ever hear this shit ever, somehow, she might, I guess she ain't going to do nothing. I'm a grown man. But listen, though, I'm going to talk to y'all about the first time I had sex. The first time I did what I was not supposed to do. The first time I gave it up. The first time I felt so dirty. The first time I lost my virginity. Well, it can't be a second time. It's only one time. So I lost my virginity. I'm going to tell you how I lost my virginity. All right, so boom. 8th grade. 2015, I had just came to America. I am St. Lucian. For those that don't know, I am from the islands. I came to America for a better living. I came here coolin'. Middle school was cool. Niggas was gravitating towards me off rip because I'm a cool nigga. Niggas was on my dick. So, you know what I'm saying? I had a little, you know what I'm saying? I had some friends. You know, niggas wanted to be my friend. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, cool. Skip ahead. 8th grade, right? Some girl, I ain't gonna say her name, I'm gonna call her Tuna. So Tuna transferred to the school, right? Tuna was short. She had a fat ass. Tuna had a fat ass. So I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool, whatever, cool. But when Tuna came, she was fucking with my mans, you know what I'm saying? She was fucking with one of my mans, well, a few niggas. So Tuna was a little trash Tuna. Well, I want to see a trash, but like, she was moving like a skis, no cap. I'm like, I wasn't paying her no mind, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't focused on that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Tuna doing her thing, you know, I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm living, you know what I'm saying? And then, I forgot how, but something happened between me and Tuna, right? I think she got disrespectful with me. And then I'm like, what? Are you talking to me? And then we went back and forth. Some shit happened. I can't remember. But we was going back and forth. We had bad blood. Tuna was not fucking with me. I was a fucker with Tuna, bro. She was not my type of fish. Pause. So, Tuna, right? We had our little issues or whatever. And then I think I told her. I said something. I called Tuna a treach. I called her a hoe. Some shit like that. I called Tuna something. I don't know. But I disrespected Tuna because she said something to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Next day. And this was via text messages. This was on social media. Why I'm hearing Tuna went and told my Spanish teacher? Iverson. He said this about me. Nigga, what? Spanish teacher pulled me to the side. She was like, Iverson, did you really say that about this young girl? I'm like, she's dead ass lying. She wasn't lying, though. I dead ass said that shit. But it's like, why are you telling my Spanish teacher you're a weirdo? That is. So, Tuna said what she said to my Spanish teacher. My Spanish teacher like, yo, apologize to her. My Spanish teacher should have never said that. So I'm like, are you dead ass? So I'm like, I bet. So I was like, whatever, fuck it. I apologized to Tuna. Now, I apologized to her on fucking via text, you feel me, on social media, obviously on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Niggas had the Android back then, so we was texting on Messenger. Chill. So me and Tuna texting, whatever. I'm telling Tuna I'm sorry, whatever. Do next thing you know, me and Tuna's talking. We talking. So I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So me and Tuna talking, you know, and she got a little close, mind you. This is like what? This is the first week, second week this girl is in the school. You know what I'm saying? So She's fresh. So I barely know her. We got close, kinda, somewhat, I don't even know. And then, you know what I'm saying? We started dating, I guess, in eighth grade. You can call it dating. I don't know what it was, but I guess we was dating. So we was dating or whatever for like 2-3 days. And then it was the second day, right? After we established a relationship or whatever the fuck that was, me and Tuna walking home, picked up my little brother. This is the part, yo, if my mother ever hear this shit, all this shit is just, man, this shit is a lie. But, you know, I had to get that out there. But I picked up my little brother, and she was walking with me to go home. So we walking, we talking, we chatting. Why my little brother gonna fucking fall? This nigga gonna fall. This nigga gonna fall and hit the ground. This nigga hit the ground, okay? He hit the gravel, he hit the ground, and this nigga started, yo. I picked this nigga up. I looked at this nigga's face. He was bleeding. I'm like, fuck. I said, fuck. Fuck. Because I'm responsible for this nigga. So it's like, I can't say, yo, I don't know what happened to his face. Nigga, look at his face, nigga. Look at his face. Nigga, nigga was leaking. So I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I bet. Cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We walking home. He was crying. It was weird. I felt so uncomfortable. So we walk in, she with me or whatever. He trying to comfort the nigga. We walking home, whatever, whatever, whatever. So I feel like he had to fall. I feel like it was supposed to happen. It was written in the story. That nigga had to fall in order for all this shit to happen. So we walking or whatever. We got to my crib. You know what I'm saying? Open the door. She came in. She came in. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. She came in. She came in the crib. We were chilling. You know what I'm saying? I got some tissue. I wiped his nose off. It wasn't nothing crazy. The nigga wasn't dying. You know what I'm saying? I cleaned him up. You know what I'm saying? Set him aside. He was using his little, playing with his toys or whatever. I don't fucking know. Or he was doing some shit. He was distracted. So, bro, you know what I'm saying? You over there and then, you know, me and her talking, whatever. Cool. We started kissing. This is the first girl I kissed since I came to America. It was like my second or third month in, and that was like the first girl I kissed. And we was kissing, nigga. Yo, we was kissing, nigga. She gave me a hickey. She did some shit to my neck. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? I never had a hickey before. That shit was fucking me up. So I'm out here curling my toes and shit. I'm out here shaking and shit, because I'm like, I never had this before. So this shit is different. So I'm like, oh yeah, I like this. So she kept going and going and going. So I'm like, oh yeah, I like this. So I'm like, I bet, cool, whatever, cool. So I'm like, shit, nigga, let me return the favor. So this was my first time giving and receiving a hickey. I gave her a hickey. She was going crazy. Oh my God. She was like, oh my God. This hickey is so fucking horrible. I was like, yeah. This hickey, yeah. My fucking tongue do that. My mouth do that. Pause. I'm like, yeah, I do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm doing my little thing. It's my first time. I'm a natural. I was feeling like a goat, no cap. So I'm giving her a hickey, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She getting wet. I know she getting wet because, like, come on now. Like, I'm doing a good job. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fucking this shit up right now. Real shit. So you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I'm like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. So I'm giving her this hickey and shit. And then boom, she on top of me. Oh my God. She on top of me. Mind you, she got a fat ass. Her ass is enormous. It's crazy. So yeah, so now she on top of me and shit. And then fucking Yeah, it's real intense. Yeah, like, oh my God, what is he doing? Yeah, it's real intense. That's why I'm doing this. So she on top of me or whatever. And then this girl had on fucking briefs. I thought, I know she was a Trish. Because I'm like, who fucking briefs you got on, nigga? Why you have some, maybe it wasn't her, some other nigga briefs, but it was briefs, okay? She took her pants off. She had the briefs on. Her ass was so fucking fat. I'm like, I bet, cool. She went top of me, whatever. This girl going with my dick out and then fucking try to stick my dick in the little brief hole where you got to stick your dick out to take a piss. Mind you, niggas don't even do that shit. So she tried to stick my dick in the brief hole into her vagina. So I'm like, what the fuck is you doing? So I'm like, yo, take that shit off, nigga. I'm like, take that shit off. So she took that shit off and she was on top of me, and then she put my untouched penis into her vagina. So I'm like, oh my god, what is this warmth, what is this wetness, what is this lusciousness, what is this feeling? I've never felt this before in my life. The only thing I ever felt was my hand. Oh my god, the first time I bust a nut, the first time I beat my dick, yo, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. My body was doing crazy shit. Yo, listen, that's for another time. But now though, so yeah, she put my dick in her pussy. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, cool. She going up and down and shit. She going up and down. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is something. So I'm like, I'm feeling courageous. I'm like, bet. I got up, I bent over, and I stuck it in. I'm in this girl, deep. I'm deep in this girl. And I'm just doing my thing. Ooh, pumping. I'm doing my thing. She wasn't ready for that shit. She wasn't ready. Oh, mind y'all, she said she was a virgin. Well, I think she was a virgin. We were both virgins. Well, I'm going to just say she wasn't a virgin. I don't know. But maybe she was. And I took a V and she took my V. I don't fucking know. But let's just hope she was. Okay, so boom. So, you know what I'm saying? We doing what we doing. We fucking and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, oh my god, it didn't last long, okay, it was my first time, it ain't last long. All I know is, something is coming out of my body, so I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck, it's coming out of my body. So, I pulled out, you know what happened? I nutted, nigga, the fuck, I don't want no children. I pulled my dick out, and I nutted on her butt. Oh my god. Yo, that shit was wicked. My eyes was like in the back of my head. I was seeing the back of my head. That shit was crazy. So I nutted on her butt. All over her fat ass butt. So I'm like, oh shit, this that ass just happened. Mind you, my little brother is right there on the bed in the corner, distracted. He was on the bed while I was doing my thing. Listen, the nigga was like 4, okay? So it don't even matter that he was there. So just act like you. So yeah, I went to, you know what I'm saying, get some tissue or whatever to clean that shit up or whatever. I got back, she already got her shit on. So I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, when I went to the bathroom, I was scared. I was panicking, bro. I was washing my dick because I went raw. I didn't have a condom. I never planned to have sex. So of course I went raw in that bitch. What the fuck? And I'm glad I did too. So I went raw, you know what I'm saying? I washed my dick off, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what to do. I washed my dick off. I'm in the bathroom paranoid, scared. I'm like, yo, what if I got AIDS? What if she gave me AIDS, nigga? What if my dick like blow up or some shit? I didn't know. So much was going through my head. I was so scared, bro, because I had sex for the first time and I went raw, and all I could think about was people having AIDS. Yes. I didn't know what to do. So I washed my dick off. I took a piss. I think. I can't remember. I don't know. But yeah. I think I took a piss. I went back to the room. She got dressed or whatever. Then she left. Whoopty whoop. Whatever. This is where it gets weird. Now I'm feeling good. I just had sex. I feel like a butterfly. I just blossomed. I'm out the cocoon or whatever. Yeah. So I'm feeling good. I feel like a man. So going to school, whatever. I'm finally part of the non-virgin club. I felt like a fucking man, bro. So I got to school, whatever. Cool. I see ya. We barely even talked anymore after that. But it was weird. I can't remember much communication. But yeah, it was weird after that. 2-3 days later, this girl is gone. This girl is fucking gone. This girl is gone. Like, out to school, transferred to God knows where. I don't know. This girl was out to school, bro. Two, three days after we fucking lost our V's, took each other's V's, bro. We didn't speak after that. Like, after a couple days, after she was gone, I never heard from her again. I don't remember her name. I don't know her name. I don't know where she's at. I heard she had a baby recently, like probably like 2 years ago. I'm hoping that's my kid. I don't want it to be my kid. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's my kid, because I hope in a couple years from now, she'll be like, yo, this is your baby. You gotta take this nigga now. If he like 10, sure, I might take him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, he has sense, so I could take care of the nigga now. But if you're younger than that, I'm not taking him. But yo, bro, I'm hearing she got a kid. So I'm like, hey, that's not my baby. I did not let her. I put my dick on and let on her butt, her fat ass butt. The fuck? So boom, right? She fucking, yeah, disappeared, gone. I don't know where she at. Can't remember her name. None of that shit, bro. So that's why, like, now I value virginity. Like, I wish I could take that back. It kind of bothers me that the person I lost my virginity to, I don't even know their name. I can't remember her name. I think her name started with her name is Tuna. What am I saying? It don't matter what her name started with. Her name is Tuna. But yeah, I don't remember much of her, bro. Like, she was short, she had a fat ass, she was brown skin, she was just, she was it. Like, kinda. She was it. Her ass was fat. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that's all that matters. But her ass was fat. Like, what do you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? It was good. It was fun. I felt like I did something good. So yeah. That, like I said, I don't know where she is. She's gone. God knows where. She's probably dead. Who knows? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But that was my sex experience. My first time having sex. That was 2015. Yeah, if I could go back and change anything, I would. I wouldn't change anything. Oh, for like a year after that, I thought I had fucking AIDS. I was scared. I just kept thinking I had AIDS. I just kept thinking I had AIDS, bro. I was paranoid. I didn't have sex after that for like a fucking year or two. Not like for like 2 years after that. I didn't have sex because I was scared. But I was good. I'm fine. Obviously, I'm fine. Like, come on. I'm fine. I am fine. Okay. I'm good. So, you know, that was that. And yeah, so just kids, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening and when you about to have sex for the first time, just make sure it's with somebody that you're going to remember. Like, you don't have to love them. It don't got to be nothing serious. You know what I'm saying? If you want to lose it, you want just to lose it, sure, go ahead. But don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't just fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't just fuck anybody. You know, like, just make it special. It don't got to be nothing crazy, but just don't do nothing where you like, ah, damn. Fuck, you don't want to have no regrets, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to regret somebody being inside of you. But, you know, just get that shit over. Sex is a beautiful thing, but just, bro, yeah, facts. So, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for tuning in for the story time. There will be more story times to come if you want that, and I will see y'all in the next one.
All the pain I give her, she's on my Diego. Pull up a Cooper Tesla, she giving me top addressing. Money on me and mega, she wanna play Sega. Please just leave, I beg her.